Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap this Saturday, October 4th, 2025. Today, we've got significant updates about the financial services industry in Australia. First up, we have some significant decisions from the Reserve Bank of Australia. Despite increasing inflationary pressures, with August CPI at 3%, up from 2.8% in July, the RBA has decided to maintain the cash rate at 3.6%. Unsurprisingly, economists had anticipated this and are choosing to wait for third quarter inflation data before any rate adjustments enter the fray. However, a notable 80% of economists are predicting a 25 basis point rate cut before the end of this year. Major banks like ANZ, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, and Westpac anticipate a trim down coming up in November. On the contrary, the National Australia Bank foresees holding steady, predicting no change before May 2026. So what does this mean for you, the consumer? For now, it implies continuous stable car loan rates, but potential cuts hinting at much more favorable borrowing conditions moving forward. Speaking of the ANZ Bank, they have just agreed to a $99 million Australian dollars settlement of two class actions dating back to 2020 regarding their car loan and superannuation practices. This is a situation where our advice is to always double-check the details of your financial dealings to avoid being pushed into a potential corner by unfair practices. On another note, Australia's insurance industry is feeling the pressure from an exponential rise in mental health claims. These health-related concerns now make up almost one-third of total and permanent disability claims, leading to over $2.2 billion Australian dollars paid out in 2024. This number is nearly double compared to 5 years ago, and the matter is particularly severe with Australians in their 30s, with claims skyrocketing by over 700% in a decade. This places a hefty burden on our insurance system, making it essential for insurers to rethink their offerings. As consumers, you need to be conscious of potential changes in policy terms and premiums. Finally, Rest Superannuation finds itself in a hot spot. The fund is fighting against a class action by Shine Lawyers, alleging wrongful deduction of income protection premiums from close to 500,000 members. This controversy again underlines the significance of transparency and informed consent in superfund management. For the best financial security, it is crucial to regularly review your accounts to ensure your coverage matches your needs. And that wraps up our daily summary of the Australian financial services news. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estrotori. Join us again next time.